She is a 15-year-old girl, the only child of a family that is far from wealthy. But that didn't stop kidnappers from grabbing her off the street last month on her way home from school. She asked us not to show her face or use her real name.
They took me and blindfolded me and put me in a car. I don't know where they took me. Then they raped me. I was crying and calling out for my mom, and I could hear other children crying too.
Her mother, who also asked us to conceal her identity, sold all her possessions and scraped together the equivalent of $2,000 to pay her daughter's ransom.
I feel good because they didn't kill her. I was glad I could see her and get her back.
Mother and daughter are now destitute, living in a safe house run by a private organization that helps battered and abused women and girls. A near total breakdown of law and order has left many Haitians at the mercy of criminal groups who use kidnapping to make easy money. Women and girls are particularly vulnerable.
Honestly, there's no place that I can call like secure place in Haiti right now. Everywhere is insecure for any girls or women.
Aid workers say some victims die in captivity and their remains are never found. Others are too deeply traumatized to go on.
I heard some case that women or girls that has been kidnapped, they killed themselves.
Few, if any, of these crimes are ever solved.
According to a Haitian human rights research organization, nearly 800 people have been kidnapped since the beginning of this year.
Mary is now receiving medical and psychological treatment.
We need security in the country. A lot of young women and men are being kidnapped.
She is one of many victims in a country living in fear. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.